Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a frigid Tuesday. At least the Eagles won. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. It's Tuesday. Listen, looking forward to 3 o'clock. ESP always gets the blood boiling a little bit.
That's your favorite thing all week, isn't
it? Well,
I'm
just saying, though. You know, I'm looking to joust and spar a little bit, you know. I know it's not a fair fight, but at least it's a fight.
Yeah, he'll keep fighting. Yep.
So listen, we're coming off a big win Sunday. I'm still feeling pretty good about that. Got a big one coming up Saturday, man. Can't wait to get into that. Jackie Baseball, lukewarm on yesterday's acquisition. But there's still hope. There's still hope. Holla at your boy.
We'll see. We'll see.
Now you're not even optimistic.
Everything's fine.
Well, Dombrowski, we're not allowed to start with this, right? I'm not going to start. 4 o'clock, we'll talk about the Phillies. We'll talk about the Phillies
if
at 4 o'clock.
If we can make
o'clock.
It to four, yes.
Well,
we
it's
it
just...
Sorry.
4 o'clock, we'll talk about the Phillies. Elliot joins us at 3. It'll be a big show, as it always is. You know what I realized this morning, Ike?
What'd you realize?
That there's a lot of people that work here that I've never seen before, and they're all here today. No, you know what I realized is that all the Eagles need to do this year, at this point, now that we've gotten here, is win a playoff game. We can call the season essentially a success. We made it through our Super Bowl hangover season and on to next year. I know we all went into the season saying that, talking about dynasty and how many rings are we going to get and yada, 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 yada. But then reality hit. And reality is that the Super Bowl hangover season is tough. And the Eagles have not they haven't handled it really, really poorly, but they also haven't handled it really well. Here's the reality. They have a bottom 10 offense in the NFL. The entire offensive line has been in and out of the lineup all year long. The running back may not be quite as good as he was last year. The quarterback has struggled to find his footing. There's been infighting. There's been leaks. Like, we spent half the year talking about whether 2025 is 2023 again. And I think if they can recover the season, maybe win two out of the next three, lock up the division, get a home playoff game, win a home playoff game, and then whatever happens after that point is gravy. It's just like we keep saying there's nobody good out there in the NFC, so the NFC could be ours. But we're part of nobody actually being good, right? Like, anybody can win doesn't give us a better chance. It just means the chances are flat for everyone. So I know we came into this year thinking about the Super Bowl. I know we thought that this is maybe a dynasty, and maybe it still will be. You don't need to win back-to-back to have it be a dynasty. But, like, I think we should stop talking about the Super Bowl. I mean, I know we're going to talk about it, but I think if they win a playoff game this year, we can call this season a moderate success and move on.
You good?
One playoff game.
You good?
Yes.
You got it out of your system?
Yes.
Good, nice shirt, too. I just noticed that. That's Aaliyah?
Oh, the Aaliyah shirt. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And she's of age, too, so I'm just saying. Beautiful.
Well, she's...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, she would have been. She would be of age. She is. Yeah, she's more of our...
Not with us anymore.
She's more of our generation.
Yes.
Aaliyah,
yes.
The beautiful Aaliyah.
Yes.
Yes, look, Fritz is like, who?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is she not here?
She died.
Oh, okay.
What part of what we just finished saying didn't
so
let you
I
know
thought
she
you were saying,
gone.
Like, back in the day.
Yeah.
No, she was of age.
No,
she was, yeah.
She died
she
very young.
Yes.
Yes. And that's my fault, ladies and gentlemen, yes, for throwing the show off.
Sorry.
Back to what I need to talk about, which is you and your nonsense of laying out pillows and trying to find a soft landing. Not buying it, not buying it, not buying it. And here's why I can't buy that as a successful season, Spike. First of all, let me put my my bar where I wanted it. It's got to be the NFC Championship game. The only way a loss in the second round would suffice, or I would sort of be okay with it, is if they went to Los Angeles and somehow lost a close game out there. I could talk myself into accepting the season. They don't get a pass for creating issues and drama and not being able to handle adversity when it arises, instead pointing fingers and all this other stuff that was going on. They don't get the benefit of the doubt at the end when you don't meet our expectations. Coming into the season, the expectation was to defend your crown. We talked about dynasties. This is one of the most talented rosters in the league, although they have suffered some injuries. A few to major guys, not enough to derail this season, not enough to throw off what the expectations were. This season not meeting those preseason expectations is more of their own undoing, not unfortunate circumstances. That's where I could give them sort of a pass. If there are things that happened that they didn't foresee, injuries, quarterback got knocked out, or what have you, whatever. No, this is a team that have come up short as far as meeting expectations so far this year. And for me, getting in the playoffs, they need to win the NFC East, not backdoor in. That's a home playoff game.
Yeah.
They certainly better win that.
Yes, and then after that, it's gravy. You're not being realistic,
nope.
I don't think.
I am being realistic, because here's why. Because if I get Seattle in the second round, if I get Green Bay in the second round, I'm not accepting those losses as acceptable losses. I'm not. We've already beaten Green Bay. We're a more talented team than Green Bay that just won a championship. Green Bay just lost their best defensive player. And Micah Parsons, why is it an acceptable loss to any of those teams, quite frankly? Because we're not playing well?
No, I'm not saying that it's acceptable. I'm just saying
it sounds like it.
No, I'm saying it's reality. Everybody needs to live in reality.
Yeah.
Well, I know we beat the friggin' Raiders on Sunday, but yeah. The reality is that the offense has not been good all year long. That there have been leaks outside of the NovaCare facility burying the quarterback for a month. The best wide receiver on the team spent 3 weeks talking about how he's not happy. The offensive line has been kaput all year long. And I know we all thought we ran the ball well on Sunday, but they ran for like 3 yards a carry on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's just not there. Like, if you can go and you can save face and win a playoff game and avoid a total disaster, then I think it's just reality to say, all right, like, learn from what happened this year. It wasn't good. I'm not saying it's all acceptable. Learn from what happened.
Go. Sounds like you're saying it's acceptable.
No, it's just reality. They're in this situation now. I don't think there's time to turn this team into a Super Bowl team.
Yes, and because of that, if that is the end result, they deserve the criticism that comes along with that. They just do. No one's talking about, at least I'm not talking about, fire the coach or get rid of the quarterback or any of that nonsense. I'm not saying anything needs to be done drastic, blow it up or any of that. That's not what I'm saying. But the idea as a fan base that we should accept a lowered bar because somehow they couldn't get out of their own way, that's not us holding them to the standard that we like to say we hold everybody to. That's more of a coping mechanism where it's like, you know what? Ah, we won last year. I guess it's okay. No, when you're completely healthy and you got infighting, that's you. You're the reason you didn't meet expectations. You are. You couldn't get out of your own way. You couldn't handle success. You couldn't handle the expectation of repeating. That's not on us to be like, you know what? Good try.
I just think that's where they are.
And here's the number one reason why I can't accept it. There's a legitimate chance that Bo Nix might be hoisting a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May might be hoisting the trophy?
It's possible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Darnold might be hoisting a trophy?
Less possible, but possible for sure.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I got Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, one of the best offensive lines in football, one of the best young defenses in all of football, with talent everywhere. And it should be okay if those guys get a chance to hoist the trophy and we don't?
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it's reality. I'm just trying to refocus everyone.
Yeah, but when you say it's okay or it's acceptable, you are saying it's okay.
I'm saying that's what a success is for me now.
That's not a success.
The Super Bowl thing has flown. I'm not even considering it.
You mean to tell me?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't 2018 where they started off 5-8.
No.
Wentz was coming off a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. He broke his back. They had the sitting. Foles came in late. They backdoor in because Minnesota doesn't win the final game. They get in the playoffs and they win a game by the double doink.
Yes.
Because Chicago missed a field goal at the end.
Yes.
That's a successful season considering all those circumstances.
But there are a lot of circumstances
with this
year.
Team?
Yes.
No. Not as comparable to 2018.
It's a different kind of circumstances, but there's still circumstances that are there. The offensive line has not been healthy. Saquon is not the same guy. They have a brand new offensive coordinator.
Saquon played every game?
Yeah, he's played every game, but he hasn't been the same. He hasn't.
All I'm saying is before the season started, I was screaming back-to-back champions.
Yes.
That expectation has not changed for me.
Okay, it has for me. 215-592-9494. What is a successful season?
It's a championship city.
What is a successful season for the Eagles this year? I say win a playoff game.
Not the baseball team.
Win a playoff game.
Acceptable disappointments in the postseason when it comes to the baseball team.
They try.
A lot of hot air being blown throughout the year. Oh, you get rid of this guy. They suck. They got to win. And then when the end of the season comes, it's like, oh, okay, they didn't hit again.
Well, you're talking to...
Yeah, he knows who I'm talking to.
All right.
I don't know. The football team is different.
I don't know who you're talking to. Yeah. You guys should have accepted the standing O on Sunday.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. 215-592-9494. Is just winning a playoff game, calling a spade, a successful season for the Eagles this year, or are you expecting more? I do have a next question today that I thought of as I was taking my morning walk in 16-degree weather, is that as I've gotten older, I don't like the cold anymore. I used to be a guy, maybe 15 years ago, who I liked the challenge of the cold. I enjoyed the cold. I like bundling up. I like feeling the cold air on my skin. The older I get, I've changed my opinion on the cold. I now hate it. So for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point. Next question, what is something you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older? For me, it is the cold. The cold now sucks. Now I understand why people retire to warm weather towns. Jack, what have you changed your opinion on as you've gotten older? You're only 31, though.
Yeah, but I've experienced a lot in life.
Okay.
Yeah, experienced a lot in life.
Yeah.
I still like the cold. I'm a coldsman.
Okay.
I'm a coldsman. So the biggest thing that I probably changed my opinion on is going back to the eye test and ditching analytics.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
It's always back and forth with that one.
Analytics sometimes when you need it in baseball. I'm just so sick of analytic talk.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm there
good,
too.
Yeah. Good.
Eye test is always king.
That's one I've gotten through too.
And if you got a bad eye test, you can tell.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Ike, as the oldest member of the show, what is something you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older?
Oh, wow. Something I've changed my opinion on as I've gotten older.
Yeah, something you like that you didn't like, something you did like, now you don't.
Well, I'll give you an obvious one.
Yeah.
I mean, Listen, there was a point in time where, you know, you think you have to be out and amongst everyone at the happenings, the things that are going on.
You like staying home.
Yeah, I love staying home.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I don't ever have to go anywhere unless I'm coming to work. And the moment they okay us to have the equipment at home where I can do the show from my basement.
I don't like that.
You guys will never see me again.
Yeah, I... Now,
the moment they okay that, I don't even have to come in to work. I can work from the house.
Now, if I'm being honest, I never like going anywhere. So that's not a big change for me. I was saying, yeah, but I've always liked
being
home.
You know, when you're younger, you feel like you got to be at this game or that event, yeah, or when this is happening, you try to make sure you're going.
I think the change for me.
I enjoy being home.
I think the change for me is I'm comfortable just saying it now.
Yeah.
You know what? When somebody goes, hey, do you want to go to this? I go, okay, Andrew was asking me last night at Chickie's. He goes, hey, you go to this game, that game? I was like, dude, I watch the games at home.
Well, I told you guys a couple weeks ago when my buddy called me up.
Oh, yeah, for the courtside
seats.
How
often do you get called up and get offered the opportunity to go sit courtside?
For Sixers-Lakers.
For Sixers-Lakers. Feet on the wood. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm down there. Easily. LeBron could be wiping sweat on me. Pause. You feel me?
Yeah. And you'd rather have your feet on the wood in your living room.
And I said, bro, I appreciate the offer, man.
No.
I'm a chill, man.
I'd rather be at home.
I did, man. I'm going to watch the game at the house. I got football coming on, too. That's when I'm washed.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I'm washed, man. I don't want to go anywhere. I have to go because the family still likes to go out places, so I got to go out, take the wife out, do family things from time to time. But it's out of sheer obligation to them, not because I want to.
Being at home is the best thing.
Did I say that over here?
Yeah. It's look, they know. They know.
They
kind of
do know.
Everybody knows.
They know. They kind of do know that, yeah. I don't want to go anywhere.
215-592-9494. What is a successful season for the Eagles now, knowing what you know? I say just win a playoff game. And next question today, give us something that you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older. Jeff in Wilmington leads us off. Jeff, you're on WIP.
You know, Spike, I kind of figured at some point you were going to come up with this scenario where you're okay with the Eagles just maybe winning one game. Like, dude, this is the year that we should be taking control because there is not a dominant team.
You know,
maybe
we're part of that,
though. Maybe the Rams are.
We're part of that. Huh? We are part of the not dominant team thing.
What do you mean we?
The Eagles.
It, oh, yeah.
But that would make it more disappointing if we don't do it.
No, but
to me, that would make it... You know
but Jeff, when you're saying there's no great team, we are also not a great team. So it's
but
just,
we should be.
But we're not. Like,
yes, we should be.
But we're not. We're not. We're not. We have a bottom 10 offense in the NFL. You go find.
Did you see them Sunday?
Yes.
Did that look bottom 10 to you?
Yeah, against the worst team in the league.
Wow.
Yeah, I know the coping mechanism, and I've done this. I've done this with other teams. We did this with the Phillies last year.
Yeah,
we said, hey, there's no great team in the NL. You know who that included? The Phillies. They were one of the teams that weren't a great team in the National League. We've shown no signs of being great. And you know what? Every one of these other teams that we all say isn't great, the Rams have shown the ability to have a great offense. The Seahawks have shown the ability to have a great defense. We have shown the ability to have a great nothing. We have a good defense and a bad offense. I mean, it's true.
It's not bad.
Mediocre? Would you accept mediocre?
Mediocre is probably
okay. So I think if you can win a home playoff game and learn from the experience and make the decisions you have to make for next year, then it's not some huge disaster. But I don't think like this is a Super Bowl season, and I think we're just setting ourselves up for disappointment if we think about it that way.
Say that if there were a couple of dominant teams in the NFC where we are right now, I would be like, you know what, it's not going to happen this year, but it's open for the taking. And I think the way you've gone with the Sixers over the years and just kind of like
infected his brain. Yes,
well,
yes,
it's rubbing off on you.
Yes,
with the Eagles,
dude. The Sixers.
Yes, our bar is high. The Eagles' bar is high, Spike. This ain't the Sixers.
Yes, but the whole the framing of the Sixers was a championship only was a success. Nobody ever gave them credit for just winning a playoff series. That was never about just winning a playoff series. I've said a million times
they never got there.
Yes, don't talk about Jeff. We're not talking about the Sixers. I am as upset about the last 13 years of the Sixers as anybody on planet Earth. Trust me. I do not say that this era is a success.
We're talking about your willingness to lower the bar
for
the Eagles. We don't lower the bar Eagles.
You know what? All you morons lowered the bar all offseason as I was raising alarm after alarm after alarm after alarm. And idiots like you, Jeff, and you, Ike Reese, and everyone who just kept telling me we just won the Super Bowl, relax as they let good players walk out the door, sign nobodies, bargain bin shop at Edge, all this stuff. I was told to relax because they just won the Super Bowl, and now you're telling me it's championship or bust? What are we talking about?
Because we're in the thick of it now.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was an emotional response.
No, it's all right. It's all good. Yeah, we're in the thick of it.
All right.
Okay.
Jeff, give us sorry. I apologize.
He blacked out there.
Yeah,
for a minute.
I apologize to you, Jeff. I apologize
to
you.
It's all good. No offense taken.
All right. What's something you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older?
Okay, so I used to love tailgating football games, and in November, my daughter had me come down to Alabama. She just graduated from there.
Yeah. Ooh,
God. We went to the LSU game. Ooh. And dude, it was 6 hours of tailgating. That was followed by being out till 2 a.m. the night before.
Ooh.
And Ooh. Literally.
You're way too old for 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Come on.
No
man.
Way I'm out at 2 a.m.
No. Dude, I was out. Now, look, I'll do it again, but I think I'm going to have a change of. We're going to do things a little different next
year. That's a thanks for the invite type of thing. Thank you. For
There's
the
no way I'm doing 6 hours of tailgating.
No. You know what a tailgate this is for me. Somebody invites me to a tailgate, that is a. Stop by, wave, shake hands.
Yes.
Take a beer, drink two sips of it, hold it for 15 minutes, put it down, and then go to work or go home. I am a stop by the tailgate.
Yeah.
So if you invite me to the tailgate, the good news is you don't have to account for food
drink. I'm not going to subtract much from anything that you have there.
Stand out as 20 degrees at a parking lot and drink cold beer and eat. All right, 215.
God bless everybody. Who does it? Though.
Yes. I'm not
Although
hating.
I will say this.
What?
Didn't see many people out there Sunday.
Oh, really?
There were some out there Sunday, but wasn't a lot.
You get snow, 18 degrees, three straight losses. Then it's only the diehards.
Yeah. Wasn't much tailgating going on Sunday.
All right. 215-592-9494. What is a successful, given what you know now, what is a successful season for the Eagles? I say win a playoff game, go home, learn your lesson. And next question today, give us something you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm super excited to tell you that one of my favorite events of the year is happening this Thursday. Yes, I'm talking about Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Now, it's a night you can't miss. We're having food, drinks, huge savings, and the Mark's team helps you pick out the perfect holiday gift with no stress, no guessing. Guys, you can also get yourself a gift, too. Hall of Famer Ray Dinger will be on site signing and selling his updated 2025 Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition Men's Night. That's this Thursday, December 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. only at Mark's Jewelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.